Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass! We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We got a lot going on, including the latest on this Matt Ryan interviewing process. And that is where we're going to start, guys. We got Joel Corey coming up. He's going to fill us in on what he thinks about Kirk Cousins, who has redone or at least modified the last 2 years of his deal to help the Falcons with the cap and to kind of help himself, which gives the Falcons some options. We'll fill you in on that coming up in about 10 minutes. But, Mike, we found out today that Matt Ryan hasn't even interviewed for this president's job, and apparently that's not going to happen until later this week.
And again, the Rooney Rule applies to all positions, so minority candidates will be interviewed for that position, and you could actually knock off two birds with one stone if Ian Cunningham comes in, and he could interview for that, and then you know Matt and he could work together. I was just talking to our boss, Mike Conti, the idea that you know Matt, and a lot of folks have brought it up. I mentioned John Lynch. John Lynch did TV for a couple of years and then transferred over to the 49ers. And it was the coach, it was Shanahan, that said, he's the guy I want to work with. So there's more than one way to skin the cat. But one thing for certain, yes, Matt would be a newbie. But as Dave Archer just told us, his knowledge of the NFL is he's freaking Matt Ryan, guys. He didn't just come drop in on this planet from Pluto. Guy played the sport at the highest level. Who better to know what's right and wrong about this Falcons organization? But for those that are concerned, yes, you would have a GM to do the stuff that a guy in a personnel department needs to do. And off the top of my head, a guy like Ian Cunningham with Clint Kubiak and Matt Ryan, I'd take a stab at that one.
Yeah, look, I also like Stefanski. And the reason why is because of his relationship with Kirk Cousins. And if you're going to go that route and have this gap year, Mike, what a better situation. Remember last year when we were talking about was Cousins wanting to try to go to Cleveland? You guys remember there were pictures of Cousins in Cleveland?
And yeah, wasn't he like at a Chipotle?
Correct. Chipotle or something. And everybody was linking him to Kevin Stefanski. I only say that to say I don't know if Stefanski would be interested in maybe being the OC or if Clint's going to do this and run the offense, which we've seen head coaches be able to do if he was being offered the job. We're not giving anybody the job because I want to talk to everybody, but there are guys that I like more than others. And that relationship and the kind of offenses that they run would help our quarterbacks, the current ones that we have on the roster. If you're going to go get a brand new guy, Mike, and you're going in a different direction, then maybe it doesn't matter. But I think that is one of the reasons why Kirk did what he did. Meanwhile, as we talk about all the other things going on around the league, there have been some more firings today. And the Lions just fired their offensive coordinator. His name was John Morton. Not surprising. The head coach took over the play-calling duties and Dan Campbell earlier in the season, and so he's like, well, we don't need you anymore. Now, I don't know if he's going to go get somebody else, but John Morton has been released by the Lions. We mentioned Cliff Kingsbury, and somebody said, Dukes, are you interested in Cliff Kingsbury? I'm not necessarily. Not as a head coach. That's just me. I'll explain in a bit. But Mike, he and apparently Dan Quinn came to a mutual agreement that he was going to leave the Commanders. But then Dan Quinn says, you know what? Hey, Joe Witt, I know you've been my boy, but yeah, as a DC, this isn't going to work either.
Yeah, and that's the unkindest cut of all when you think about it. And this is what happens. Dan Quinn was in the same position here in Atlanta. You got to move some guys around. Ownership comes, hey, man, let's go. So the coach, you lose your assistants, and then you're next. So basically, Dan Quinn's been put on notice by the owner up there in D.C. because you're right, his relationship with Witt is strong. Before you tell me about Clint Kingsbury, I'd like to see him take a year off and then go coach Florida State.
And that might be, you know what? And maybe he does get into the college football ranks, Mike. Here's my deal, and it's not a knock on Cliff. Cliff's done an excellent job. But his history in the NFL is he is a better coordinator than he is a head coach. And when you start talking about your lot and where you're going to have the most success, I'm not saying he doesn't want another head coaching job. He probably does. But in Arizona, Mike, that just didn't look right. It didn't feel good. And ultimately, he got run up out of there. Now, the mistake that was made there was they paid Kyler Murray way before they should have, and then they had to make a decision. But now, you know, Arizona's fired another coach, and Kyler Murray's putting nice things out about Gannon, saying, you know, how much he loved him. To Mike's point, if you loved him so much, why didn't you play better? But I just feel like Kingsbury, in my mind, is a great coordinator. I don't see him as the potential next head coach. Doesn't mean the Falcons won't talk to him, and it doesn't mean he won't get offers, but that's just where I'm at. I see other guys, in my opinion, Mike, above him if I were going to bring in a new head coach.
Right. So, again, Cliff Kingsbury, we talked about it. By the way, the joke we used to say about being a coach killer with Trey, which triggers people, I think we now officially say Kyler Murray is a coach killer.
Mm-hmm.
He did reach out to Gannon on social media.
Killed the first regime he played for, which
correct
drafted him.
Right.
And then they moved on. And then killed Kingsbury, and then he just killed Gannon.
So there you go. Coach killer! As far as moving forward here in Atlanta, you know, you see a vision of an offense. Now, you mentioned Stefanski. Do I really care about the gap year? Do I say, I want a younger guy? That's what makes the Kubiak thing. I think, and I said this to you yesterday, everybody wants that next Sean McVay.
They do.
You know, that young. And Stefanski's still not like he's like 100 years old or anything. But Stefanski, you said it, a victim of terrible circumstances up there. A dysfunctional franchise, a terrible owner. I don't know how the GM keeps his job, too, by the way, with all the things he's done.
Yeah, Andrew Berry. They're going to let him hire or at least bring in the next head coach. I don't know if he'll probably be the guy because the owner trusts him. Meanwhile, the Cowboys let Matt Eberflus go. You might remember him as the Bears head coach before this, but he was a defensive coordinator prior to becoming the Bears head coach. But Mike, Cowboys defense and Jerry today talking about Eberflus.
Yeah, I feel bad for Matt. He thought he'd have a good defensive edge rusher, a guy like a Micah Parsons type.
Well, Jerry, you had a guy like
what's
Micah
that?
Parsons.
I don't recall that.
That's a part of our process. You traded him.
You want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental.
So, Jerry, I saw a soundbite from Jerry this morning on NFL Network. I'm like, you know, you got to stop him from talking. He's making no sense. You know, Daddy, shut up. Too bad. Daddy, my hat came off. Too bad your head wasn't in it. That whole thing just seems like a train wreck. Another name, just real quick while we're talking Falcons. A couple guys asked us yesterday, speaking of former Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
And he said, why aren't you and Carl interested? I'm just not. I think he did less with more in Green Bay. I think he just blew it in some big opportunities. And then to lose to the Packers the way he did, I'm not a Mike McCarthy fan. I think he would bring a level of competency.
Whoa,
but
Mike.
I'm not interested.
Sorry.
Bring it. What's going on?
The Ravens, according to Tom Pelissero, have fired John Harbaugh.
We talked about it yesterday. Said it was a slim chance. Everybody,
maybe him or Lamar.
The Baltimore Sun articles made it sound like Lamar or him is going to go.
Wow.
And apparently Harbaugh, was he the longest tenured coach in the NFL?
Yeah, him and I believe Tomlin are now.
Right.
After Belichick is gone. I'm a little bit shocked. This is Tom Pelissero saying, sources tell insiders. We will wait to see if more reports come out. But that now you want to talk about shocked? I'm a little bit shocked about that.
Well, you know, you won a Super Bowl, but this is where we get to when you're at that level where year after year you're punching through. Marvin Lewis was the same guy to me, what the Ravens have become. Undisciplined mistakes.
Harbaugh's out.
Lamar has got to. Okay. Lamar has got to be better in these big games, but there's too many mistakes on that team, and that defense was not good.
I want to talk to him.
I talked to Harbaugh in a second.
I want to talk to Mike. You talk about, and again, we take this culture thing for granted because we haven't had it.
He built one.
And they were 18 years, guys. He knows what it takes. I want to talk to him. John Harbaugh out as the Ravens head coach. Hey, I'm just saying.
If nothing else, it would be finally, after some 15 years of you and I talking about it and listeners begging for it, we could actually have Chuck Smith as a Falcons coach.
This is true. You're right. This is true.
For those who don't know, Big Chuck Smith worked with the Ravens the last few years and did an amazing job with their defensive line, outside linebackers.
All right, so Eric DaCosta, who's the general manager of the Ravens, and guys, we told you, you got to be here every day. This is crazy stuff going on around the league. Outside of the games we got coming up this weekend with the Wild Card Weekend, which you'll be able to listen to right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But all of this stuff is just literally happening, and it's fluid every day. Mike, Eric DaCosta, the general manager, informing the team now that Harbaugh's out. And if you heard Lamar the other night after the Steeler game, he is ranting about how they better not get rid of him, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
My point is, does this now mean Lamar will force his way out of Baltimore?
Well, I mean, that's you're breaking it down to the studs.
And by the way, if he does, yeah. I want to talk to him too.
Yes, please. Now, again, as much as Lamar's got to stop holding the ball like a loaf of bread,
I want to talk to him.
That's something I'd be interested in. This town, even though it was 2-3 years ago when there was no chance the Ravens were going to let him go,
no.
We had half the city was losing their mind. I think we were going to get Lamar Jackson.
Well, nobody wanted to roll the dice. Right. Nobody had the balls to
and
roll the dice.
We thought it was collusion because every NFL team was like, we're not interested in Lamar Jackson. It was on the heels of the Deshaun Watson contract. So it was almost like owners, wink, wink, we're talking to each other. So I just put it out there. Any interest, Falcon fans, in Harbaugh? Was it injuries or just the defense? Why was the defense
good? It was banged up. They had Medibuke, Mike, maybe the best defensive interior tackle in the league, hurt, okay? That crushed them with their run-stop defense. And then you talk about their cover guys. They got great safeties. Matter of fact, they got a Georgia safety. But the cover guys at the corner hurt them. And I think, more importantly, that their ability – remember, 2 years in a row, I think they were 1-2 in sacks. We're 2 in sacks.
Right.
Nowhere close. They couldn't get the pressure that they got over the last few years because of all of those injuries. And right. I'm not saying that's why they lost. Hell, they were on the verge of still getting to the playoffs. The field goal kicker makes a field goal.
You know, earlier in the year when we were going through the 5-game losing streak, Carl and I were talking about it. There were guys that got on the open market. This was back, I think, in October, November. And you and I said, Tomlin – I'd drive to Pittsburgh myself.
Want to talk to him?
You know, Harbaugh would be the same. I put him in that same category.
Man, that's
he's 63, by the way. No, guys are wondering.
Well, and here's the deal. You know, he's a youthful 63. If you know and watch John, but I'll say this, Mike. Coaches that I know that have worked around him love him.
Brings Todd Monken with him.
That's a good question.
Todd Monken interviewed for the Browns apparently today.
That's a good question. And by the way, I think that maybe his assistants may have known, and so you're going to see a lot of those guys potentially being interviewed. But Monken's a hot OC, man.
Right. Imagine Monken with Bijan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And Pitt stays? Ooh.
All right.
I mean, a lot. I mean, that's why when we talked about D-Led, put it out there the other day that Falcons going to be losing seasons. No. Steve Weiss, we're going to have Steve on tomorrow. Is it tomorrow, Day-Day, from NFL Network? He was feeling we are the best opportunity because the winnability of the division and the athletes we've got on the roster.
Let me say this. I know we've been talking about all these young cats. John Harbaugh is the number one coach on the top of the candidates list.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
With comprehensive reports on local schools you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Curious about where a school ranks in the state? Look no further. Percentage of teachers in their first or second year? We've got it. Lowest student-teacher ratio? No problem. The best cafeteria lunch in the district for your 9-year-old food blogger? Would it surprise you if we said yes? Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.